some more good news for you, and very good news for local groups regarding Southwest in Bloom. From Tarka Rail Association, Tim Steer joins us in the studio. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Laura.
Well, first off, we spoke on the phone last week and you gave us a little nugget of good news then. Just remind us what it was that you announced last week.
Okay, so last week we announced that GWR, Great Western Railway, are indeed supporting us for the initial business case to get extended back to Biddeford and upgrading the existing Tarka line.
Okay, and has anything else happened in the last week since we've spoken about it?
There has, and it's a new scoop for now. And for your listeners, Barnstaple Town Council have heard a presentation and they too would like to give their support for extending back to Biddeford.
Oh, good news all round, isn't it? Good news. It seems to be quite fast moving now. I know it's months and months and months of planning, but then lots of things happen at once.
Oh, absolutely. It's about, at the moment, a lot of people want to have better transport means. And if we want to get into a carbon neutral environment, then having public transport that's sustainable, people kind of, especially councils, realise that we've got to work towards that for a future.
Yeah, especially if fuel's going up for our cars. It's
exactly.
Not so easy to get from A to B, is it? Now, another exciting piece of news as well, because the Barnstaple area has received an award. I'm going to let you tell us this.
Okay, this is it for all your listeners. For Southwest in Bloom, we have got a gold award for Barnstaple Town.
Absolutely brilliant news. So how many people did it take to make this happen?
Lots and lots. I mean, Barnstaple and Bloom have been working so hard with the local authorities, with Barnstaple Town Council and North Devon Council, and also over at the railway station, that's with Tarka Rail Association. Now, the judge doesn't just go around and say, this is just a gold award just for the town. Okay. It's one of those large projects that they can see people from all different aspects of life, whether it's caring for the Strand, it takes a team, or whether it's just a few plant beds in a certain area. However, we also got another award.
Okay.
Do you mind if I show it to you?
Please
now?
Do.
So here is the Outstanding Award.
Yes.
For Barnstaple Railway Station by John Wheatley, who's the RHS judge, who basically says that when he came to see the station, it was outstanding. He came and sat in the station master's cafe and met all the staff and all the volunteers, and basically said this is fantastic and gave us that outstanding award.
So that level 5 outstanding on the certificate that I can see, is that like the top level? That's the best that it could get?
It is. It's basically saying that we can't get any better. And John Wheatley has been explaining what we need to do now is to move forwards. Really, what can we add to the station? So we're working with Biddeford Men's Shed, maybe making a new bug house signal box.
Okay.
So getting a bit of funding there.
Yeah.
And also trying to get more volunteers. So even in the town itself, we're going to have to get more Barnstaple and Bloom volunteers. I'm sure Francis was very much like to plug that. And also for the Tarka Rail Association, so we can help with the station.
It must be lovely when you know that you've put so much hard work in it, and all volunteers as well, making this happen. What was that like when you realised that you'd achieved the best there?
It was fantastic. But can I just say, we weren't actually out to go and get that award. We just wanted to do up our station, make it look it was loved and cared for. And we met up every Tuesday. So I've been down there this morning to litter pick and help make a new area that we're going to do for wild flowers and maybe for other new projects.
Yeah.
But again, it's just the fact that we've actually won 3 awards this year. We've had the Environment Cup from Barnstaple Town Council. We've had the Ace Rail campaign got gold award, which I've actually got here from Rail Future for our campaign to extend it back to Biddeford.
Brilliant.
And
yeah.
Of course, now we've had the Outstanding Award from Britain in Bloom and Southwest in Bloom.
You need to get a big cabinet to put all of these awards in, won't you, soon?
We're going to have the Station Masters Cafe in Barnstaple displaying some of these awards. And, it's just one of those that we love to show our achievements.
Yeah. What I love about this is the fact that you say we didn't go out there and do this to purely get a bit of recognition. We wanted to do it to make our community a nicer place. And Hops and I were talking in the office earlier on about the railway station in Barnstaple. Mm-hmm. Hops said he was there at the weekend, and just the whole experience is, it's just nicer because everything looks cared for. And we should be proud of this in North Devon.
Yeah, absolutely. When we started this only 8 months ago, we just thought we got an open canvas here. It's blank. Okay, so we cut back some vegetation. What can we find? We found some plants. We found some shrubs that were basically under there. They've probably been in there since the 90s, but obviously with a bit of care and attention, we could bring them out and put them back. But, you know, there is so much to be done there, and we can still upgrade it further.
And this collaboration between Tarka Rail and Barnstaple and Bloom, who instigated it? Or did you, what was it, a chance meeting? Or?
Last year, when I became heavily involved in the Tarka Rail Association, I kind of started talking to Barnstaple in Bloom and Francis Bell about how much the railway station really could do with a little bit of work and see what we can do. So we met with Great Western Railway, Network Rail, and they kind of helped us with permissions and training and what we can do and what we can't do. Before we knew it, we had high vises and we're pulling back, you know, certain undergrowth and, you know, making it work. But it was only 8 months ago, and I got to keep reminding myself that this project, shall we say, was a quick and very successful outcome.
You've got your finger in so many different pies, haven't you? Are you ever home? Do you ever take a 5 minute break?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, I might catch the train, go to Exeter.
Yeah, check out their railway and the station. Oh, ours is much neater. Is that what you like?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Finding out if there's other things we can upgrade and like, oh, yeah, those seats look nice. Why don't we have some for Barnstaple? Yeah.
What does this mean for the area? Because we know that these Southwest in Bloom Awards are extremely important to communities, and South Moulton as well is receiving some recognition. But what does it mean for our local community when we get that recognition?
It's a turning curve where for many years we've not been noted for having some of the areas that have been well kept, but we are on the up now. We've kind of like seen so many different members and volunteers come together to help. And it really pushes the thoughts that the community are really behind us to help maintain our town and really love, you know, put some loving into it. And I just think all this time and effort of all the different locations around Barnstaple has really paid off. And that just goes to show what we can do.
It's very easy for us to moan about the state of the place that we live in, isn't it? And moan about the good old days when things used to be, you know, much prettier and stuff. Whereas in fact here now, you're doing it and it's happening.
I know, and that's it. And it's like Barnstaple Town Council and Devon County Council have helped us with permissions and, you know, been getting to the point where even Barnstaple and Bloom are being asked to come to meetings to say, well, look, what have you found in your reports? What needs to be altered? What needs to be maintained so that we can think in the future what we can do for even next year.
Well, that's the problem now. See, you've set the bar quite high. You know, I mean, what are you going to do next? Constantly thinking of things to do to better it even further.
Yeah, exactly. Like the whole idea of the signal box where we thought, well, let's put a bug house on the station, but we can't just have a signal box. What do we want? We want a bug house so the bugs can live in it. So that's our next project. We're going to have to find some more funding, but we'll get there.
Wow, and it's wonderful for all the volunteers as well, all that hard work paying off. And we're extremely grateful at the rest of us in North Devon that we can benefit from the hard work of others as well. I know we just mentioned that you're extremely busy and you've got so many things going on. While I've got you, we need to talk about Biddeford Heritage Railway because there's a busy weekend coming up now. Let's plug it, shall we?
Yeah, okay. This coming Sunday, the 23rd, 1 to 4 p.m. is our spooky cab rides day.
Lovely. Lovely.
So, yeah, I'm hoping that people will come along and kids will enjoy the fact that our carriages and our locomotive are all done up nice and spookily.
Oh, you're decorating it all at the moment, all ready for the weekend.
It will be. If they want to come along tomorrow where we have our volunteers all down at the station, they might get the chance to see some sneaky peeks of what's going on.
Wonderful. And Tim, if anybody's listening to this at the moment and thinking they'd like to be part of it and they'd like to make a difference to their local community, you know, here in North Devon, how can they volunteer and how can they get involved?
Sure. I mean, to Google Barnsworn Bloom will bring up contact details for them, and Tarka Rail Association for Barnstable Railway Station, and the same again, Google, and also the same for Biddeford Railway Heritage Centre if you would like to do something and volunteer along our little station as well.
You're always welcome. Yeah.
Always welcome. Yes.
Thank you for your time today, Tim. Keep in touch with us again, because I know we've spoken quite a bit recently. It'd be nice to get you back in again with, you know, with the further proposals and changes and ideas too.
Sure. Thank
and
you.
Pass on our congratulations as well to everybody who's been part of this to receive this recognition.
Okay. Thank you, Laura.
We're loving North Devon. This is The Voice.